Hello, this is Mistress Brighton, and if you'd like to read along to today's audio post, you can read it at enchantrixtees.com. Now, of course, if you are reading along, you know that today's topic is all about cuckolding. You have by now been well versed in what cuckolding is, and you're more than likely familiar with the typical scene, a man being cucked by a woman of stature and dominance, maybe a wife or girlfriend, or of course, a mistress. But what if I told you that women can be cuckolded too? Does that concept blow your mind? As a matter of fact, one woman in particular enjoyed sharing her lover's cock with me and servicing me with her mouth. And every time I think about the night we had and the warmth of their bodies, my nipples stand at attention and salute. I'm not shy about making it known that I love having my pussy licked. And I take no issue at all with a person doing the licking being another woman. After all, women know what women like. And in my experience, it's a woman's expert tongue that can make my kitty purr time and time again. Plus the fact that I have a proclivity towards being greedy when it comes to orgasms. But I do love the feeling of a hard, girthy, well-endowed cock, filling me and hitting all the right spots in those inner peaks and valleys of my sugar walls. Since oral sex and penetration are both ways I can frequently come, I have no problem receiving both. Enter into the picture my sweet, sweet Mara, the woman of my dreams in more ways than one. What happens when you have a beautiful submissive woman who's got an equally attractive man who has a very big cock and also happens to be a touch submissive? Well, for starters, you get Mistress Brighton running the show and orchestrating a night to remember. But I can't take all the credit. Mara has known for some time that I, Goddess Brighton, am a kinky little dominant whip. I've shared my stories with her, and I've seen the way her eyes light up when I talk about cuckolds, so it was only a matter of time before she offered me the ultimate proposition. And in that regard, she wasn't shy about using hers on my sweet pussy. But Mara wanted something specific, to watch me fuck her boyfriend while she edged herself to the brink of orgasm, and to not be allowed to come until two things happened. Number one, I ride her boyfriend until I've satisfied myself. Number two, her boyfriend comes deep inside me, spending himself until my thighs are steeped in his juices. Oh, did I say two? There is a number three. Mara wanted to lick her boyfriend's cum out of my pussy and tease my clit with her tongue until I exploded in her mouth. Then and only then was she allowed to come herself. With all that said, I'm sure you can come to your own conclusions about how that night ended. There were a few unexpected twists and turns, like her boyfriend getting so excited watching her lick me that we ended up going for round 2 through 4. But one thing is certain. Because of Mara, I have an even deeper love for cuckolding now than I ever did before. Like what you've read? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you, and we can talk about your cuckolding fantasies. 1-800-601-6975 is the number to reach me. I look forward to hearing from you. Mwah! Talk to you soon.